Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the National VR Conference Call. During the presentation, all participants will be in listen-only mode. Afterwards, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. If you would like to ask a question during the presentation, please use the chat feature located in the lower left corner of your screen. If you need to reach an operator at any time, please press star 0. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Tuesday, December 9th, 2014. I would now like to turn the conference over to Michelle LeJour. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mary, and welcome everyone to our December All VR call. We have quite a few updates that we are anxious to share with you, and we're going to get started with Nate Arnold. By the way, this is Michelle LeJour, the EN Development and Training Manager. Again, thank you for joining us. Nate?
Thank you, Michelle. Hello to everybody out there. We have a number of updates. I think they're all fairly quick, so hopefully we'll have plenty of time for any questions that any of you have today. In terms of cost reimbursement, last month, meaning November, I think we paid out about another $8 million. So we are about $2 million ahead of where we were last year this time. But due to your continued diligence in sending new claims in, we have, I think, more pending than any in the recent history that I'm aware of in the program. So we have a lot of stuff we're working on. We are currently processing claims that were received in the month of August, just to give you an idea of what you should be expecting as far as turnaround times. We are current as far as inputting new receipts, so everything should be in the system, should be reflected on the reports that you receive pretty much as we go. I think that's really it in terms of cost reimbursement. I will add one maybe additional reminder item. I think last month, Candace Whaley issued a reminder about supplemental claims and the importance of them only being for additional direct costs, and yet I continue to see a lot coming in the door that have ACP and other costs on supplemental claims, and while it's not a big deal to deny them, it does obviously slow us down from getting to the ones where we can pay you on this thing. So remember, supplemental claims are only for additional direct costs on a previous period of VR where we already had a claim. With that, I think Tina wanted to say something about the cost formulas for 2015.
Yes. Hello, everyone. I'm speaking about the cost formula worksheet that was sent out December the 3rd, 2014. If you haven't received them by email, can you email me and let me know so I can get those to you? They're due back by March the 16th, 2015. And if you have any questions about them, shoot me an email or you can call me, and I'll be available to assist you. Thanks.
Yeah, we're sorry for the confusion on that, but as you know, there was a change in the RSA 2 that we had to accommodate and, you know, subsequently change our own instructions, so I know they went back out. The next thing on the agenda.
Excuse me, Nate, just for a second. I'm sorry, we couldn't hear the speaker very well. I know she gave out contact information. Would you have her repeat that, please?
I will. Tina, speak loudly. I think just contact information.
My contact information is bettina.briggs-hoyle@ssa.gov. If you have any questions about the cost formula worksheets or you haven't received them, you can contact me there. Or my phone number is 410-966-9475.
And that was also, of course, in the previous instructions, so hopefully they have it. If you don't have it, they can call me or the VR help desk. There's so many ways to reach us. So just let us know. We'll make sure you get them. And with that, the ticket portal, Katie Strivinger.
Katie?
Hello. Sorry about that. Good afternoon, everybody. I was just going to reiterate the information you heard last month. Nothing has changed since our last update. The ticket portal is going to be delayed by about 2 months, so we expect it to go live March 2015, which is pretty much right around the corner. We have almost finished phase one of the pilot, and we're going to be moving into phase two very shortly. Phase two is going to coincide with a systems release that we're having this upcoming weekend, and after that, we're going to start adding VR agencies who also operate as ENs to the pilot so they can start testing some of the functionality. Standard VR agencies are going to be solicited to test the functionality for submitting the data files in the portal at a later date. And just a reminder, the electronic file format for the new ticket portal will remain the same as that which you're currently using with the MOVEit system. The only difference is instead of using MOVEit, you're going to have one of your employees go into the new ticket portal and upload the file there. But everything about it should stay the same. We are not making any changes that would require you to make any programming changes. And that is what I have as an update for the portal this month. I'll give it back to Nate.
Thank you, Katie. Third on the agenda, but not certainly least in your hearts, suitability, Natalie Sendeldorfer.
Hello. There aren't any really updates to talk about today other than there are 40 VRs that have at least one person that has been given suitability clearance, which is great. Almost every VR has handed in their EQIP applicant list. There are about four that haven't, so if you haven't done so, please fax that to suitability as soon as you can. And just a reminder that after you fax your applicant list, the EQIP invites will go to the signatory authority, so please ask them to check their inbox as well as their junk and their spam folder. And if you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call, 410-966-5696. Thank you. And I will be here at the end for questions if anyone has any questions.
Thank you, Natalie. I think that's it for updates from SSA. Michelle, unless you have something you want to add, then we can move right to the questions and answers.
Thanks, Nate. Yes, actually I do, and I want to thank Natalie for all of your hard work in getting our VR agencies with all of the suitability information, and that is so exciting to hear that we have basically 100% compliance. So kudos to all of the VR agencies on the call today. Thank you for working with us. I know this has not been something you plan to do, but we really truly appreciate your participation, and we just know that the ticket portal will be worth all of the effort that you've put into getting your suitability clearance. We would like to also let you know later this afternoon the training materials will be released. Actually, you will receive a Gov delivery message outlining the materials available to you to use for setting up your MySSA account. They will be available in two formats. One, we have a couple of PowerPoints that you can use. And two, if you have access to go into the YouTube website, they are interactive and you can definitely use those as training options for your staff as well. So there's two options there, and again, all of this information will be available to you through a Gov delivery message later this afternoon. Second, we would like to encourage VR agencies, your ticket coordinators on the call, please consider being on a national call this coming year with your employment networks and workforce agencies and share with us your best practices around Partnership Plus. We know that there are a lot of exciting things going on out there, and we want to hear from you. And we're looking forward to you submitting in collaboration the effective practice application. Those applications are due by January the 15th. Many of you have already heard from your account specialist, but if not, you will be hearing from them soon. We really want to have your participation this year. And the third announcement that I have for you this afternoon is on our January call, our BAS provider, Booz Allen Hamilton, will be demonstrating on the call their virtual job fairs with a question and answer. And so we're looking forward to that demonstration, and we're hoping that you can join us for the January call. With that, Nate, we are ready to open the lines up for questions.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle. Operator, we're ready. Ready, willing, and able. Hopefully able.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you would like to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. You will hear a 3-tone prompt to acknowledge your request. If your question has been answered and you would like to withdraw your registration, please press the 1 followed by the 3. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please use the chat feature located in the lower left corner of your screen. One moment, please, for the questions.
While we wait for the call-ins, we actually have a question on the chat line. Anna?
The question is, for the advanced security on mysSA.gov account, do they need to send that directly to you, Natalie?
I believe so, yes.
And can you address what specific information you are looking for?
I think that Desiree said they wanted their login information, or at least their ID for their login.
And you want them to call that in to you. You do not want to receive an email?
Email's fine.
Okay. Email's fine. And, Natalie, do you have access to the chat line, or do you mind us putting your email address on the chat line for you?
You can put it up there. That's fine.
Okay. We will do that.
This is Katie. Sorry to interrupt, but we are asking for sensitive information in order to register for you once you get the extra security on the mysSA.gov account. So we were going to have you can email Natalie that you have the extra security and let her know a good time to call you back, but the information you're going to give her is something you're going to want to do over the phone because that's your SSN and your mysSA.gov account name, username. So please use the email. It's probably easier for Natalie to keep track of them with an email, but let her know that it's a good time to contact you and call you back and get that secure information from you over the phone.
Thank you, Katie. Do we have any other questions coming in from our call-in line?
Yes, we have a question coming from the line of Gina Haupt. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, you guys. I have several questions with that. I think one was just answered. So we already have the mySSA account, and it's just a regular account. We would contact Natalie. Natalie would do the advanced security on it, if I'm understanding that correct.
Do you mean suitability, or do you mean extra security for your mySSA.gov account? Those are two different things.
So, for example, we have one person that's already passed suitability.
Okay.
And she also has a mySSA account.
Okay.
So, but it's not the advanced security mySSA account.
She just needs to go back in to mySSA.gov. She needs to go back in, log into her account, and there's an option. I forget the name. It'll be in the training that they were putting out later today.
Okay.
There's a tab you can click on, and she's going to go in and request extra security herself through the website.
Okay.
And then that can take 5 to 7 business days before she gets a letter in the mail with a PIN. And then once she gets that entire process complete, then she'll contact Natalie.
Okay. Then the next question I have, and this is coming from the higher-ups in my agency because there's been some emails that have been going back and forth because of some stuff with DET, is they're worried about what information is going to be released on the mySSA account. Or what info, how that's going to all be going through the portal, like how we're going to be going through the portal through the mySSA account to get into the portal. So will that be explained in that video as well?
You mean the security behind it? I can give you a little overview just to tell me if this helps. So what we're doing is the authentication you use to log into mySocialSecurity.gov, create your own account, look at your own earnings, we're using that exact security, but something, you know, that's already been built that my Social Security is using, we are using that authentication to authenticate you to the portal. But we need to know the information you would use, your SSN, your username, in order to give you permission to use the portal on our side. That's why it's the same information. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. So, yeah, we're pretty much using something that's already in place, you know, the framework that's already been built by Social Security, and we're using that as a way to identify who you are to log into our portal. Okay. All right. And the two accounts won't necessarily mesh. Like, I guess they're worried that my data will be released or that my data somehow, which I'm not as concerned about, but I think, you know, they're looking at every aspect, or that somehow the consumer's data might get mixed into, like, my SSA account. They're totally separate. You know, one link will log you into the mysSA.gov information with your personal earnings and your information, okay. And a different link will take you to the portal. So you're going to be using the same logins, but you're going to be logging to two different places. You're not going to be logging into one place and being able to swap between screens or something. They're taking you to two different places.
Okay, so I won't be in my SSA account.
No,
not the same time as I'm logging into the portal. So I would, when I go to that website, it's sort of like going to the current website to log into the portal. Like I'm going to a website doing a login, but I'm just clicking a different link and using my login, or I can click on a different link and go into my SSA.gov.
Correct. Those are two different links, two different places you're going, two different, you know, completely sets of information.
Okay, so I just to clarify, I would not be going into my SSA account and then going into the portal.
Correct. You are not going into both. You are only going into one.
That's what I need to know for them. Thank you so much.
Okay. Great.
Thanks.
And we have another question coming from the line of Ellen Klaber.
Hi, Ellen. Go ahead.
Please go ahead.
Hello. I actually have two questions. My first is on the Cuber, Excel file that we can now, extract into Excel. Is that going to be in the same format, or is there any plans to rearrange how that's done once it's on the new portal, or?
Amy, can you answer that one?
Sure.
Yeah, we are currently not changing anything in the format of anything we're sending you.
Okay.
We're trying to make it so you have to make zero programming changes to use the new portal.
Okay. And then my second question, I'm not sure exactly who I should contact. I sent in my information for the security clearance a couple months ago, and I guess I was under the impression that it would go through fairly quickly, but I guess it's taking a little longer. I didn't know who I should contact to make sure that I'd done what I needed to do.
Did you fax your EQIP applicant list?
Yes, I faxed it. I did the whole fingerprinting rigmarole. So I did everything I needed to do. I mailed it out at the beginning of October.
You did the EQIP online questionnaire?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Ellen Klaber.
And what state are you with?
Missouri.
Okay, I'll check into that for you.
Okay.
And please contact Natalie if you haven't heard back or, you know, sometime like next week just to do a follow-up, because if your information came in, we want to make sure she's able to obtain it for you.
Okay.
Thank you. Did you say you had another question?
No, those were my two questions.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Mm-hmm. Do we have any questions on the chat line? No questions on the chat line. Okay. Operator, Mary, do we have any other calls?
Before to continue, I would like to remind you that if you want to register for a question, please press 1 followed by the 4. And we have another question that comes from the line of Eugenia Cox.
Hello, Eugenia. How can we help you today?
Please go ahead.
Let's see. a couple things. When we originally signed up, I was already signed up for my SSA account, but my assistant wasn't, so she signed up for it, and she got a letter in the mail thanking her for signing up for my SSA.gov account. And I never received that kind of letter. So when I added the extra security, I got the letter with the PIN on it. So there's kind of, if you've never been on the MySSA.gov account to do that, you might get a couple of letters. So it was confusing because I'd never seen her original letter that's welcomed her. So if you already have an account set up, then you're just going to get the letter with the PIN. So some people may be getting that first letter welcoming them. That's not the one to set up the security. The letter, once you request the added security, you'll get the letter with the PIN on it to do it. And then you have to go on and log on to my account, and it walks you through using that PIN, and then it says, okay, you're now have the added extra security. So, and I think you already answered my question as far as the username and the SSN. That's all you need. You don't actually need the letter with the PIN. Is that correct, Natalie? Hello?
That's correct.
Yeah, I'm not correct. Sure about the PIN, to be honest. Katie, do you know about the PIN?
Yeah, we do
not need the PIN. Yeah, the PIN's the one that
sets lets you complete the process, right? The PIN lets you complete the process with SSN.
Yeah. And when the other thing you should know is when you go on to, if you already have an account set up or if you're setting one up, it's to get the added security, you have to know, it'll ask you questions. You know, you have a choice of the last four of a credit card number or other stuff. So just be prepared. It's going to ask you some questions that only you are going to know the answers to. That's a kind of a heads up for that added security.
Okay.
Because the question came up, what if you don't have a credit card? Well, it gives you a couple other choices, but be prepared that it's going to ask you some stuff. So I would do it where you have access to all your information.
Thank you. That's helpful, Hanson. Thank you also for sharing about the two letters. Yes, I've gotten, this is Michelle. I received the first letter, but I haven't gone in to set up the second. But thank you for sharing that. That was good.
Yeah, and it's only if you've never had an account before, because I set mine up a few years ago to be able to get my information. So if you haven't signed up, you'll get those two letters, and just be prepared that one isn't the other. It's the last letter once you request it. It's the one that's going to have your information to set up the security. I myself, too, have not been cleared yet, but my assistant was a couple of weeks back, and I called Natalie, and I hadn't heard anything as to why mine hadn't gone through yet.
I sent you an email that it's still pending. There are a bunch that are still pending that they're working on. But there's been their problems, though.
Okay. And I'm sure if there were, you needed additional information, they would have probably gotten a hold of us already.
Yes, I would have gotten that email as well, and I did not receive anything.
Okay. And then the other thing is that for the last 2 months, we've had maybe 6 claims that have been processed. And we have like 180 some claims in there pending. Is there a reason?
You mean other than the fact that we don't like the state of Oregon here or something?
Well, you know, I am starting to take it personally.
I sense that in your voice, Eugenia. Do you have some claims that were pre-August that you haven't heard about?
I'd have to go back and look. So you're saying anything before August?
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of them.
Yeah, if you've got claims that are pre-August, you can, you know, send me an email that I don't have to go through 12 degrees of suitability to open, hopefully, or a fax or something, and I'll be glad to, you know, run them down for you.
Okay, so pre-August this year, right?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yes, thank heaven.
Just making sure. Like I said, they're kind of looking at me like, what do you mean we just got 15,000? And I'm looking, and there's only 3 claims processed. And I think one of them was had a audit on it, prepayment validation audit. So I just want to check.
It's always good to periodically reconcile and make sure that we've accounted for everything, so. Yeah, let me know what you have not heard back on that was July or earlier.
Pre-August. So, okay, so everything July and earlier. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I think I have 60 that are over 100 days old, so I'll look.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. And we do have a question from the chat line, Anna.
Linda would like to know if there is a way to confirm the code that was sent to her by SSA with the added security. She remembered receiving the letter, but don't know if she saw a code or not. So I guess...
What do we do if we've lost the letter with the code? What can we do, or what can they do?
The question sort of reads that... My first step would be to tell you to go log in and see if, because it even says on the screen when you request the extra security, it says, you know, letter pending. Like, it'll give you a status that you requested it and that you should be getting it in the mail. But if you don't see that and it looks like, you know, request extra security, maybe you haven't requested it yet, I would try that as a first step, going into your account and seeing what it looks like you've requested or what status you're in. And after that, I would have you contact Natalie, and we can and we'll call you back, and we can look up where your account is. We can check the status of your account. But I would say, you know, try to do your own investigation first, because maybe you just need to go click the button and request it again, and that'd be simpler than trying to, you know, coordinate over the phone.
Okay, but if all else fails, they would need to contact you again.
Yeah, I would have to contact Natalie as a point of contact, and have a phone call, because in order to look up your account, we need that private information that we probably only want to give her the phone. So it would just be a phone call to go through and check to see if it's been requested. But hopefully that's something that Linda can look at herself in going into the website.
Okay, thank you.
If not, definitely email Natalie, and we will get this corrected.
I'm sorry, that was Katie answering the question. I'm sorry. All right, and contact Natalie. All right, sounds good. Do we have another question?
No.
Okay. Operator, do we have a question through the phone line?
Yes. Our next question comes from the line of Abis Brown.
Hello. Hey, I have a question.
Go ahead, please.
Yes. Once we have the forms and the fingerprints and all of that, I'm trying to go through all of the email correspondence. Once we have those forms, where do we send those to?
Did you answer the questionnaire and the EQIP as well?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the cover sheet, the EQIP cover sheet? A copy of that, because that will have the address on there. The cover sheet shows you everything you need to mail in.
I don't know why it's not with everything, and I'm
okay. No problem. I can email that to you.
Okay, please, because I'm looking for it, because I was just making sure there wasn't an additional sheet that had to be signed by the appointing authority, like on that cover sheet. I thought there was that, but I'm not finding it in my stack of the information.
Sure, no problem, and it's good to have, because then you'll know you have everything that you need when you're submitting your packet. Do you have my email?
You give it to me right quick, and I'll shoot you an email.
Yes, it's right on the... Are they have access to the chat line?
They should.
Do you have access to the chat line?
I just called in, because I was having a little trouble with it.
Let me get your email address. That might
be
easier.
Yeah, abrown5 at lwc.la.gov.
Sure. I will send that to you this afternoon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ava. And, operator, do we have another call?
Our next question comes from the line of Kathy Smurden. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Kathy Smurden, California.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I have a couple questions regarding the reimbursements, the supplemental claims. I know that came up last month, and ours is automated, so I couldn't override it. Are those, and I have a number of those in supplemental claims in the pot there. Are those automatically going to be denied, or Can we just circle the direct costs only and pay that?
No, as long as, Kathy, no, as long as there's some direct costs that we can pay, you know, we'll go ahead and pay them. But, you know, we have seen a lot come in that don't have any additional direct costs. Those would just be kind of routinely denied. It's fine. If it automatically includes the other stuff, we will not think that, California has lost their mind or anything.
Yeah, okay, that's good, because I have them in there. They're in the process of fixing that. It just hasn't caught up to me yet.
It's not a problem.
My other question is regarding, do you still put out the year-to-date report of clearances that used to come out quarterly?
We actually put it out every month, and it goes certainly goes to your regional coordinators. So if you're not getting it, talk to your regional coordinator and find out why they're not sharing that with you.
Oh, okay.
And if it gets to be a problem and you need us to talk to them or something, then let me know.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Great. We'll take our next question.
Our next question is a follow-up question from the line of Gina Hupp. Please go ahead.
Hi. This question's for Natalie. It's not really a question. I forgot to, Natalie, I believe I called you and left a message. I, back in beginning of October, had sent in the security, all the security paperwork, filled out the Eclipse online and everything. One person from our state got clearance right away within, like, less than 2 weeks. Me and another person are still waiting to hear, and I just want to make sure that nothing is being, you know, that, like, I didn't forget any paperwork or that she didn't forget any paperwork. I mean, I don't think so. All our paperwork is the same as the person that passed, but you never know.
What state are you from?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, okay. I don't believe so. There's a there's quite a few that are just pending suitability clearance. But I can look into it again to see if I found anything.
Okay, that would be great, because I'm the main person I'll be using the portal, so I'm not sound selfish, most concerned about me, because they don't want me going in and out of portal, the portal.
Yeah, no problem.
Time.
I understand. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Gina.
Our next question is another follow-up question from the line of Eugenia Cox. Please go ahead.
Hi, it's me again. I just wanted to say, you know, you sent out the new cost formula spreadsheet with the addition or the edits from the RSA 2. I did get it, and I'm working to update the spreadsheet that we use, that template spreadsheet, where you plug in the numbers, and then I'm going to send it out to the states, and I'm also going to have them repost the, because it's also on the Maximus website. I just want to let people know that. It just makes it a little bit easier when you just have to plug in some numbers and it gives you the formula. So I just have to update it. There was something else, and now I can't remember what it was. I think that was it.
Thank you, Eugenia.
Thanks.
And we have no further questions at this time.
Great. Michelle, do you have anything else?
Just closing remarks, when we're ready to go there.
Lead on.
Oh, okay. All right. So in closing, we don't have any other questions on our chat line. We will get the minutes out as we normally do. They're always posted on our website for you. From the Operations Support Manager's Office and the Social Security Administration, we want to wish you and your staff and the consumers that you serve a very happy and safe holiday season. And we look forward to continuing to work with you in 2015. And I hope you will join us for the next All-VR call on January the 13th. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, and that concludes the conference call for today. We thank you for your participation and ask that you please disconnect your line.